We're taking a few minutes now to talk about a disease that has not been commandeering the headlines, Parkinson's disease. About 1 million Americans have it. The chronic and progressive brain disorder eventually robs patients of their ability to move. One of the most effective treatments for Parkinson's is exercise. Research shows exercise that challenges the body and the brain helps improve a patient's quality of life. Chloe Axelson from member station WBUR reports.
Randy Devitt is 63 years old. 14 years ago, he noticed something strange going on with his left hand. You know that song by Vince Guaraldi, the one from A Charlie Brown Christmas? Randy had been playing it since high school, and suddenly his left hand couldn't keep up.
I got a diagnosis out of the blue, basically. You've got Parkinson's. It was a rough couple of years, those first couple of years, mainly because all I could think of was how soon until I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do that.
Like fighting fires. Randy's been a firefighter in Seattle for 30 years. The neighborhood kids used to call him Fireman Randy, and he was known as one of the best engine drivers in the city.
I had a soft foot, meaning that I didn't drive real herky-jerky. I was known for being able to stop really smoothly.
Because he loved his job, Randy kept his Parkinson's a secret.
I also chose not to tell anybody. I couldn't imagine the fire department letting me keep driving the fire engine if they knew I had Parkinson's.
Randy eventually gave up driving the truck in 2012, 6 years after his diagnosis. He's a fire inspector these days, and it's hard not to notice his Parkinson's. It looks like he's lugging two large suitcases when he walks, so his arms barely swing. The disease has rounded his shoulders. His voice is strong, but flat.
I used to be a really, really good talker, and now I have pauses and hiccups, and it's all in there. It just doesn't get out as smooth as it used to.
The Parkinson's brain wants to make everything smaller, slower, and more quiet. That's not Randy. When I ask him to tell me all the ways Parkinson's affects him, it takes him 2.5 minutes.
Loss of sense of smell, stiffness of muscles, restless legs, any fine motor skills, tying your shoe.
Little by little, Parkinson's will take away Randy's ability to control almost everything about his body.
Constipation, lack of facial expression.
So he's pushing back with the one thing that's been shown to slow the progress of the disease, exercise. It's better than anything else, even medicine.
Even when I'm thinking about it, it's hard to get my arms moving on a treadmill, so this is a real good exercise for me. It's challenging.
Randy works out at the Parkinson's Fitness Project. It's a gym under a restaurant right on Lake Washington. It looks like a normal gym. There's a TV, a wall of mirrors, and equipment stacked neatly all around.
All right, let's just go to 4 minutes.
4 minutes, yes, sir.
Nate Coomer opened this place 3 years ago, and his clients are all Parkinson's patients. What's unique about his approach is how he combines physical exercise with mental gymnastics.
Hey, good. Keep it going. See. Nice big loud voice.
After Randy warms up on the treadmill, Nate runs him through a bunch of exercises. One has Randy raising an 8-pound medicine ball over his head and slamming it into the ground. With each repetition, he says every other letter of the alphabet.
So once they're done with an intensive exercise, they kind of have this boost of the ability to use dopamine better in their brain. They feel like they're able to process quicker, move faster, move bigger. In Randy's case, he's in here. He can move in so many dynamic ways. He can do so much. I see the potential he still has. I mean, I see a guy that motivates me.
Randy says he doesn't regret all the things he can't do now because he's happy to have done them. I got a lot of really good miles out of this body, he tells me.
In order to get past those first couple years, I had to accept my mortality. I started accepting the Parkinson's and realizing that my not accepting it was getting in the way of everything I wanted to do.
Randy's retiring from the fire department at the end of the month, and when he does, he's hoping to spend a lot more time making music with his friends.
While the sun is surely sinking down.
He's got some recording equipment and a baby grand piano.
But the moon is slowly rising. I'm too hoarse.
Okay. I got the first one.
For Here and Now, I'm Chloe Axelson.
So close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's all right. I don't know no love songs. I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song. And you can sing this song when I'm gone.
Chloe's story came to us from the Transom Traveling Workshop at KUOW in Seattle.